everyone, and welcome back. We are diving deep today into AI.
Okay.
But it's not just AI in general. We are talking about how AI is changing the game.
Okay.
For businesses, really, across every single department, not just IT.
Right.
We're going to be looking at marketing, HR, finance, you name it. AI is everywhere.
Absolutely.
So our the source we're looking at today is called AI Innovation Across Departments.
Okay.
And it's a guide by XR1 AI Consulting. Have you ever heard of them?
I have, yeah. They're doing some really interesting work in this space.
Yeah, it's incredible. So this guide is packed with real-world examples that are just blowing my mind.
I can imagine.
So think about it like this, okay?
Yeah.
AI today is kind of like electricity was in the early 1900s.
Mm, interesting analogy.
Yeah. So at first it seemed like this cool new thing, you know?
Yeah.
But it only had limited uses.
Right.
But then, bam, it just revolutionized everything.
We did, yeah.
From how we light up our homes to how we manufacture products, electricity became like the backbone.
It's hard to imagine life without it now.
I know. And AI is on a similar trajectory.
I think so, yeah.
It's not just a tech thing anymore. It's going to touch every aspect of how we do business. And get this. We're going to be talking about AI.
Okay.
That can predict when equipment's about to fail. AI that can analyze employee feedback.
Interesting.
To gauge, like, overall sentiment and a whole lot more. It's truly fascinating.
It is. Yeah, it's a really exciting time to be following this space.
Luckily, we have an expert here with us to break it all down.
Well, I'll do my best.
They're going to connect the dots and explain not just what these AI advancements are,
okay,
but why they matter,
right,
and what kind of impact they're having on businesses right now.
Yeah. The so what,
yeah,
behind all of this.
So let's dive in.
Let's do it.
So one of the things that's really striking about this guide from XR1 AI Consulting is the emphasis on AI.
Okay.
As a necessity, not just a nice to have.
I agree.
Businesses that want to stay competitive, that want to even be around in 5 or 10 years, they're going to have to embrace AI in every corner of their operations.
Yeah, that's a key takeaway from this guide for sure.
So we're talking about future-proofing, not just keeping up with the trends.
Right, absolutely.
What does a truly AI-first company culture even look like?
Well, that's a great question.
Is it just about having the fanciest algorithms, or is there something more to it?
I think it's definitely more than just having the tools.
Okay.
You know, yeah. You could think of it as like a fundamental shift in mindset, really.
Okay, interesting.
An AI-first company culture is data-driven at its core.
Okay.
Decisions are informed by data, processes are automated wherever possible, and employees are empowered to use AI to be more productive and creative.
So it's about weaving AI into the fabric of the company, not just adding it as like a sprinkle on top.
Exactly, yeah. It's got to be baked in from the beginning.
So this guide jumps into some really interesting examples across different departments. Let's start with marketing and sales. I feel like this is where we see some of the most wow applications of AI, things that would sounded like science fiction just a few years ago.
Yeah, I think so too. It's really incredible what they're doing these days.
Right.
One of the key areas, I think, is personalized marketing.
Okay.
You know, we're not talking about just segmenting your audience into a few broad categories anymore.
Right.
AI allows you to build detailed profiles for individual customers.
Okay.
Understanding their preferences, their purchase history, even their online behavior.
So you can really target them, like, specifically.
Exactly. You can deliver highly customized experiences that resonate with each individual.
They mention a retail company in here that's using AI to identify their highest value customers.
Smart.
And then send them hyper-personalized offers. I mean, it's incredible.
That is really interesting.
What kind of results are companies like that seeing?
Well, I'm happy to say that the results are pretty impressive.
Okay, good.
The potential ROI on this kind of personalized marketing is huge.
Okay.
One study, I think it was by McKinsey, found that personalized marketing can increase conversion rates by as much as 15%.
Wow.
It's significant. Yeah. You're essentially cutting through all the noise and delivering exactly what the customer wants.
When they want it.
Exactly.
So it's not just about being clever or gimmicky. It's about understanding your customers so well that you can anticipate their needs. That's got to be powerful.
It is, yeah. It can really transform your customer relationships.
But There's a crucial caveat here, I think.
Okay, what is it?
While AI can automate a lot of these processes,
yeah,
it's essential to remember that the human touch is still vital.
I completely agree with that.
Especially when it comes to building brand loyalty. You don't want your customers to feel like they're interacting with a machine.
Exactly. You need that human element to build trust and create those lasting connections.
Right. The key is to find that sweet spot where AI enhances the human experience, not replaces it.
Absolutely. That's the balance we need to strike. Using AI to empower your team to build deeper relationships with customers, not just automate everything away.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about AI behind the scenes.
Okay, sure.
Like in operations and supply chain management.
Right.
This is where AI can get down to the nitty-gritty of making businesses run more smoothly and efficiently, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's all about optimization,
yeah,
streamlining processes, and making things run like a well-oiled machine.
And one of the most fascinating areas, I think, is predictive maintenance. We're talking about AI.
Uh-huh.
That can literally predict when a piece of equipment is going to fail before it actually happens.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff.
That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. How does that even work? Is it some kind of magical AI crystal ball?
Well, not magic, but pretty close. It's all about data, really.
Okay.
You have sensors on your equipment collecting real-time data.
Okay.
On things like vibration, temperature, performance, all that.
Yeah.
That data is fed into AI algorithms, specifically machine learning models, that can analyze these subtle changes.
Okay.
And identify patterns that indicate a potential failure.
So it's like having a doctor for your machines constantly monitoring their vital signs.
Exactly. And just like a doctor can order tests or recommend lifestyle changes based on a patient's data.
Okay.
The AI can alert maintenance teams to potential problems, allowing them to address issues proactively.
So you're not waiting for a costly breakdown.
Exactly. You're moving from reactive maintenance to proactive maintenance, which can save companies a ton of money.
That's got to be a game changer for industries that rely on heavy machinery.
It is, yeah.
Like manufacturing or transportation.
Absolutely. Companies are seeing significant cost savings in terms of reduced downtime, lower maintenance costs, and extended equipment lifespan. Some companies have reported savings in the millions of dollars per year just by implementing predictive maintenance.
Wow, that's impressive. It's amazing how AI is being used to optimize these complex processes that are so crucial to how businesses operate.
It's truly remarkable, and we're just scratching the surface of what's possible. Picking up where we left off, it's really exciting to see how AI is changing the business landscape, isn't it? We're moving beyond the hype and into a phase where companies are really starting to see the tangible benefits of AI integration.
Absolutely. It feels like we're at a tipping point where AI is becoming less of a novelty and more of a core business strategy. But you mentioned something really interesting in part one, the importance of a unified AI vision for any company looking to adopt these technologies. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. Imagine a company where different departments are all experimenting with AI, but they're not talking to each other, not sharing data, and they're not aligned on their overall goals. It's a recipe for chaos and wasted resources. A unified vision means that everyone from the CEO to the newest intern understands how AI fits into the company's big picture.
So it's about creating a shared language and a shared understanding of how AI can be used to achieve the company's objectives.
Exactly. And it's about empowering department leaders to take ownership of AI initiatives within their teams.
Okay, so they're the ones who best understand the challenges and opportunities within their specific areas, so they need to be given the freedom and the resources to experiment with AI solutions.
Precisely. And speaking of empowering leaders, they actually recommend appointing what they call AI champions within each department. That sounds like a pretty cool role.
Yeah. What exactly does an AI champion do?
Think of them as internal evangelists for AI.
Okay.
They're passionate about the technology, they understand its potential, and they're constantly looking for new ways to apply it to their work.
So they're kind of like the bridge between the technical experts and the people who are actually using these AI tools in their day-to-day work.
Precisely.
They help to translate technical jargon into plain language and demystify AI for those who might be intimidated by it.
Exactly. It's about making AI accessible and exciting, not scary or overwhelming.
That's so important because I think one of the biggest challenges with any new technology is getting people comfortable with it, helping them see how it can make their lives easier, not harder.
I completely agree. It's about building confidence and enthusiasm around AI adoption.
Now, the guide also stresses the importance of investing in what they call scalable AI platforms. We touched on this briefly in part one, but can you break it down for us? Why are these platforms so crucial for long-term success?
Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house on a foundation that's too small or weak to support it, right?
Right.
A scalable AI platform is the foundation for all of your AI initiatives. It's a centralized hub that allows you to manage your data, train your AI models, and deploy your AI solutions across multiple departments.
Okay, so instead of having a bunch of different AI tools and systems scattered across the organization, you have one central platform that everyone can access and utilize.
Exactly. And this is crucial for several reasons. First, it allows you to scale your AI initiatives as your business grows. You don't want to be stuck with a solution that can't handle increasing volumes of data or more complex tasks.
So it's about future-proofing your AI strategy, making sure it can adapt to the evolving needs of the business.
Exactly. And second, a centralized platform makes it much easier to collaborate and share knowledge across departments. You can break down those data silos, leverage existing AI models, and avoid duplicating efforts.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about creating a culture of collaboration and knowledge sharing around AI.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And it's about empowering employees to learn about AI, to experiment with it, and to find new ways to use it in their work.
Exactly. It's about fostering a sense of ownership and excitement around AI within the organization.
This brings us to another crucial aspect of AI adoption, the human factor. There's often a lot of fear and uncertainty around AI, especially when it comes to the impact on jobs. But I think it's important to remember that AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. It's how we choose to use it that matters.
You're absolutely right. It's not about AI versus humans. It's about AI and humans working together to achieve something greater than either could alone.
But how do we prepare our workforce for this new era of AI-powered work? What skills will be most in demand?
That's a key question. Companies need to invest in training and upskilling programs to equip their employees with the knowledge and skills they need to thrive in an AI-driven workplace.
And what kind of skills are we talking about here? Is it all about coding and algorithms?
Well, technical skills are certainly important, but we also need to focus on developing those all-important soft skills, like critical thinking, problem-solving, creativity, and adaptability.
It's interesting because those are the skills that are often seen as uniquely human, the ones that machines can't replicate. So AI isn't taking away our jobs. It's giving us the opportunity to do more meaningful and fulfilling work.
Precisely. It's about augmenting human capabilities, not replacing them.
AI can handle the data crunching and analysis, freeing us up to focus on higher-level strategic work.
Exactly. It allows us to focus on the things that make us uniquely human, like innovation, strategy, and building meaningful connections.
But of course, there are ethical considerations that we need to be mindful of as well. As AI becomes more powerful and more pervasive in our lives, we need to ensure that it's used responsibly and ethically.
You're absolutely right. We need to be aware of the potential biases that can creep into AI systems, and we need to ensure that AI is used in a way that benefits society as a whole, not just a select few.
So how do we ensure that AI is used for good? What steps can companies take to build ethical considerations into their AI strategies?
It's a complex issue. But I think it starts with having open and honest conversations about the ethical implications of AI. We need to establish clear guidelines for its development and deployment, and we need to hold ourselves accountable for the outcomes.
That sounds like a delicate balance. Yeah. Embracing the incredible potential of AI while also being mindful of its limitations and potential pitfalls.
It is, but it's a balance we must strike if we want to create a future where AI truly benefits humanity.
So what are some concrete steps that companies can take to ensure that their AI initiatives are ethical and responsible?
One important step is to carefully consider the data that's being used to train AI models. Is the data representative of the population as a whole? Are there any potential biases that could be amplified by the AI system?
So it's about being really intentional about the data that's being used to train these AI systems.
Exactly. And it's about having diverse teams of people working on AI development, people who can bring different perspectives and experiences to the table.
That makes sense. The more diverse the team, the more likely they are to catch potential biases or ethical issues before they become a problem.
Precisely. And it's also about having clear guidelines in place for how AI systems should be used. What are the acceptable use cases? What are the limits on how AI can be used to make decisions that impact people's lives?
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the human values and principles that guide its development and deployment.
Absolutely. AI should be a tool that empowers us, not something that controls us or undermines our values.
Well said. Now, the guide mentions several key strategies that businesses can use to successfully navigate this new AI landscape. Can you walk us through some of those?
One of the most important strategies is to start small. Don't try to boil the ocean, as they say.
Right. Take it one step at a time.
Exactly. Identify a specific problem or opportunity within your organization where AI can make a real difference and focus on developing a pilot project.
So it's about proving the value of AI in a controlled environment before rolling it out across the entire organization.
Exactly. And it's about learning from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. Every AI implementation is going to have its challenges, and it's important to view those challenges as opportunities for learning and growth.
That's a great mindset to have. It's about embracing the iterative process of AI development, recognizing that it's not a one-and-done solution, but rather an ongoing journey.
Absolutely. And it's about building a strong data foundation. As we discussed earlier, AI algorithms are only as good as the data they're trained on, so it's essential to have a robust data strategy in place.
So it's not just about having lots of data, it's about having the right data and having it organized in a way that makes sense for AI.
Exactly. It's about ensuring data quality, addressing data privacy concerns, and making sure that you're using data ethically and responsibly.
Those are all incredibly important points. It's clear that data is the fuel that powers AI, and businesses need to treat it with the respect and care it deserves. Now, the guide also talks about the importance of collaboration and knowledge sharing. Can you elaborate on that?
AI is a rapidly evolving field, and it's impossible for any one person or organization to keep up with all of the latest advancements. That's why it's so important to foster a culture of collaboration and knowledge sharing, both within your organization and across the wider AI community.
So it's about breaking down those silos and creating a more open and interconnected ecosystem where people can learn from each other, share best practices, and collaborate on new ideas.
Exactly. And it's about being willing to experiment, to take risks, and to learn from your mistakes.
It's about embracing the unknown and recognizing that the journey is just as important as the destination.
Absolutely. AI is not a magic bullet, but it has the potential to revolutionize the way we work and live. And it's up to all of us to shape that future in a way that benefits everyone.
This has been an incredibly insightful conversation. I feel like we've covered so much ground, but there's still so much more to explore. What are some of the key takeaways you want listeners to walk away with from part two?
I think the most important takeaway is that AI adoption is a journey, not a destination. It's about constantly learning, adapting, and evolving alongside this incredible technology. Mm-hmm. And it's about recognizing that AI is not a replacement for human ingenuity and empathy, but rather a powerful tool that can help us achieve greater things than we ever thought possible.
Welcome back, everyone, for the final part of our AI deep dive. I feel like it's been quite a journey, right?
It really has.
Exploring how AI is transforming businesses in ways we never could have imagined just a few years ago.
I know, moving so fast.
Yeah, and we've seen how AI can predict equipment failures, personalized marketing, you know, even analyze employee sentiment, all this stuff.
And so much more, really just scratching the surface.
But let's get down to like the brass tacks.
Okay, yeah.
We've talked about the potential, the strategies, you know, even the ethical considerations.
Right.
What are like the concrete steps, you know, businesses can take to actually implement AI? Like, where does a company even begin?
That's the $1 million question.
Yeah.
And it's something that a lot of companies are grappling with right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they see the potential, but they're not sure where to start.
Yeah.
I think the most crucial first step is defining your objectives. What are you hoping AI will achieve for your business? Are you looking to automate repetitive tasks, enhance decision-making, maybe even create entirely new products or services?
Yeah.
It really depends on your specific goals.
So it's not about just jumping on the AI bandwagon because it's trendy.
No, not at all.
You have to be intentional about it.
Exactly. AI is powerful, mm-hmm. but it's not a magic wand. You need to identify specific problems or opportunities where AI can make a tangible difference and then choose the right AI technologies to address them. There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right. And the guide we've been discussing, AI innovation across departments, they really emphasize the importance of data, which makes sense, right? AI algorithms are only as good as the data they learn from.
Absolutely. Data is the lifeblood of AI. You need a robust data strategy, starting with collecting the right data, ensuring it's accurate, complete, and readily accessible to your AI systems. And of course, it's essential to address data privacy concerns and ensure you're using data ethically and responsibly. That's paramount.
So it's not just about having, you know, mountains of data. It's about having the right data and using it in the right way. What are some common pitfalls that companies fall into when it comes to data and AI?
One common mistake is underestimating the importance of data quality. If your data is riddled with errors or inconsistencies, your AI models are going to learn the wrong things and their outputs will be unreliable. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Right. So data quality is key.
It is. Another pitfall is having data siloed across different departments, making it difficult to get a holistic view of your business operations.
So breaking down those data silos is really important.
It is. You need a unified view of your data to get the most out of AI.
And this guide also talks about the need for a skilled workforce.
Yes, absolutely.
As AI becomes more prevalent, businesses need employees who understand how to work alongside these technologies.
Exactly. We're entering a new era of work where humans and AI collaborate. Companies need to invest in training and upskilling programs to prepare their employees for this shift. This involves both technical skills, like understanding how AI works, and soft skills, like critical thinking, problem solving, and adaptability.
And it's so interesting because those soft skills are often seen as like uniquely human, the qualities that differentiate us from machines, right?
Exactly. And those skills will become even more valuable as AI takes over those routine, repetitive tasks, freeing up humans to focus on higher level, strategic work that requires creativity, empathy, and complex decision making.
So AI isn't taking away our jobs, it's actually creating opportunities for us to do more meaningful and fulfilling work.
Precisely. It's about augmenting human capabilities, not replacing them. AI can handle the data crunching and analysis, freeing us up to focus on the things that make us uniquely human. Innovation, strategy, and building meaningful connections with each other.
Which is something that AI can't do.
Not yet, anyway.
Right. But as with any powerful technology, you know, there are ethical considerations that we can't ignore, right?
Of course. We need to be mindful of the potential biases that can creep into AI systems, especially if the data used to train them is biased. And we need to ensure that AI is used fairly and transparently, benefiting society as a whole, not just a select few.
Yeah. It's about using AI to uplift and empower, not to exclude or discriminate.
Exactly. It's about using AI to create a better future for everyone.
So how can companies, you know, build those ethical considerations into their AI strategies, like from the outset?
It starts with awareness. Companies need to understand the potential pitfalls of AI and actively seek ways to mitigate them. This includes carefully curating the data used to train AI models, testing for bias, and ensuring human oversight in critical decision-making processes. Transparency is also vital. Companies should be open about how they're using AI and what steps they're taking to ensure its ethical use.
Okay, so it's about building trust and accountability into those AI systems from day one.
Exactly.
Now, the guide, it offers some really practical strategies, you know, that businesses can use to navigate this new AI landscape.
Yeah.
Let's explore some of those.
Sure.
So one crucial strategy is starting small. You know, don't try to do everything at once.
Right.
Like, identify a specific area where AI can make a real difference, develop a pilot project, and learn from that process.
Exactly. Prove the value of AI in a controlled environment before scaling it up across the entire organization.
So it's about taking like an iterative approach, mm-hmm. recognizing that every AI implementation will have its unique challenges and opportunities for learning.
Absolutely. And it's about fostering a culture of experimentation and innovation. Encourage your employees to learn about AI, to explore its possibilities, and to find new ways to apply it to their work.
So it's about creating an environment where people feel empowered to explore and experiment with AI, not threatened by it.
Exactly. And it's about celebrating failures as learning opportunities. Not every AI experiment will be a success, but every failure provides valuable insights that can inform future efforts.
I love that. Yeah, it's about embracing those failures as opportunities to learn and grow.
Absolutely.
Now, the guide also talks about the importance of building a strong AI ecosystem. What do they mean by that?
A strong AI ecosystem involves collaborating with other companies, research institutions, and industry experts. It's about sharing knowledge, pooling resources, and working together to advance the field of AI for the benefit of everyone.
So it's about recognizing that no one company has all the answers when it comes to AI. It's about collaboration and collective learning.
Exactly. And it's about being open to new ideas and perspectives. The AI landscape is constantly evolving, And the companies that thrive will be those that embrace this change and constantly seek new ways to learn and adapt.
Well, this has been just an incredible deep dive into the world of AI and its impact on businesses and really, you know, every aspect of our lives.
It really has.
We've covered so much ground, but I feel like we've only just, you know, scratched the surface.
There's always more to learn.
Exactly. But any final thoughts, you know, that you want to share with our listeners?
My final thought is this. AI is a truly transformative technology with the potential to reshape the way we work, the way we live, and even the way we think. It's crucial that we approach AI with a sense of responsibility, curiosity, and a deep appreciation for the human element that makes it all possible.
Beautifully said. It's about finding that synergy between human ingenuity and artificial intelligence to create something truly extraordinary.
I think so too.
Well, thank you so much to our amazing expert for guiding us through this really fascinating landscape.
It's been my pleasure.
And for those of you who want to explore further, be sure to check out XR1 AI Consulting. You can find them at hello@xr1.ai, www.xr1.ai, or give them a call at 541-357-7080. That's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. We hope you've enjoyed this exploration of AI and its impact on businesses. Join us next time as we delve into another captivating topic. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those big questions that drive innovation and progress.